Here's your KNDY weather ology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For this Wednesday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 60. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tonight, we'll continue with showers and thunderstorms, upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, partly sunny, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, we'll continue the chance of storms, mid-50s, and Friday, mostly cloudy with storms. Right now, it's 46.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A coronavirus outbreak that has infected hundreds of people at the largest prison in Kansas has claimed the life of a prison guard, the first employee at the facility to die of the virus. KDOC spokeswoman Rebecca Whitty says three Lansing Correctional Facility inmates already have died of the virus before the employee died on this past Monday. Relatives identified the man as 61-year-old George Bernie Robert, a former Marine and longtime Corrections Department guard. A 27-year-old Wichita man is being held in the shooting death of a woman over the weekend. Police say they found 36-year-old Sarah Phillips dead from a gunshot wound to the head on Sunday at a Wichita home. Officers arrested Isaac Pankratz later Sunday. Police spokesman Charlie Davidson says investigators determined that Pankratz and Phillips were at the home together when she was shot. Pankratz being held on possible charges of first-degree murder and gun crimes. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Republican legislators in Kansas joining a larger national effort to shield doctors, hospitals, and businesses from lawsuits stemming from the coronavirus. Businesses and medical groups are pushing for them to act quickly, but the effort faces strong opposition from labor unions, trial lawyers, and some Democrats. They fear measures will keep patients, consumers, and employees from being able to turn to the courts to hold businesses and medical providers accountable for negligence or misconduct. Similar efforts are underway in Congress and other states, including Mississippi, North Carolina, and Utah. The Kansas House Judiciary Committee plans to have their first of three Zoom meetings on the issue this afternoon. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation is assisting with an investigation involving the Kiowa County Sheriff. The agency says the Greensburg Police Department requested KBI assistance to investigate an incident that happened early Sunday morning involving the sheriff. KWCH-TV reports that investigation is ongoing. Mid-America Network News.
How can something practical also be lots of fun? When that something is an ATV, a UTV, a golf cart, or a motorcycle. And for both their practical and fun sides, you need insurance protection. I'm Dave Savage, and we can design an affordable insurance coverage to fit your ride. Come see us for a quote at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Blue Valley Insurance, protecting what's most important to you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. Nebraska's primary voters mostly steered clear of polling sites yesterday while shattering the state record for absentee voting with nearly 400,000 mail-in ballots in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Republican President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden sailed to easy victories in the election, the first in-person primary since a heavily criticized election in Wisconsin 5 weeks ago in the middle of the pandemic. Republican U.S. Senator Sass also fared well, facing a GOP primary challenge because of his previous criticism of Trump. Sass will face Democratic Chris Janicek, the winner of a nine-way primary. A county attorney says a Council Bluffs police officer was acting in self-defense when he shot a Nebraska man in May. The Pottawatomie County attorney says that Officer Mike Roberts shot 34-year-old Jimmy Carr only after Carr had shot at the officer. Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Everyone is trying to do their part, especially now. And here's how your Ford dealer is built to lend a hand. Ford service centers are an essential part of your community. And your Ford dealer is there to help you during these trying times. If your vehicle is in need of service, simply call to schedule an appointment. Your participating Ford service centers are ready to help. Ask about pickup and delivery options. Plus, they've implemented enhanced cleaning measures for added peace of mind. After all, you have a lot to take care of. Let your local Ford dealer do their part and help take care of you. Contact your local participating Ford dealer for more details or go online at Ford.com.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting Monday passed a resolution reopening the Marshall County Courthouse effective Monday, May 18th. Only the main entrance will be open, and a Sheriff's Department employee will be posted to take temperature and ask COVID-related questions as patrons check in. One person per household will be allowed, with no children under age 13, and all are asked to wear a mask with social distancing measures in effect. Those not requiring in-person business are still encouraged to use alternate means of communication in conducting county business. Again, the Marshall County Courthouse will open Monday. Tuesday was primary election day in Nebraska. In Gage County, Don Shuler of Wymore unseated incumbent John Hill of Holmesville on the District 6 Democratic ticket with 60% of the ballots. No Republican was filed. For Gage County Board, District 2 in a Republican race, Emily Haxby defeats Linda DeAndrea Thompson with 74% of the ballots. Monty Merkel was unopposed on the Democratic ticket. In Blue Springs, voters passed a mandatory garbage collection question with 38 yes and 27 no. For Blue Springs City Council, Verona Newman and Candy Seaman advanced to the general election. Voter turnout was reported over 48%, with a vast majority filing mail-in ballots. For Pawnee County Commissioner, Republican LaVon Heideman won with 62% of the vote. Kenneth Edwards and Benjamin Lewin split the remaining ballots. Among five candidates for Pawnee City Council, two were elected. Donnie Fisher received 175 and Bruce Hofton 154 votes. Vicki Zelenka was eliminated with 122, as was John Dahlgren with 87 and Catherine McCann with 28 votes. Kansas American Legion State Committee has announced there will be no state sanctioned zone or state tournaments this year due to the COVID-19 outbreak. Local teams may still play, although the season start may be delayed into mid-June. Marysville Legion team will practice in small groups, which may be expanded next week. The schedule is being adjusted and finalized. A police pursuit in Gage County Sunday evening shortly before 7 p.m. resulted in two vehicles destroyed by fire about 3 miles south of Virginia. Beatrice police had initiated a stop in Beatrice with the driver suspected of having a suspended license. The pursuit on U.S. 136 reached speeds of 110 miles per hour, and the suspect was stopped in a field. Grass beneath initially caught the patrol vehicle on fire and then the other. The officer involved and the other driver were not injured. 24-year-old Drew Hausman of Beatrice was arrested on multiple charges, including suspicion of felony flight to avoid arrest, criminal mischief, suspended license, and willful reckless driving. A disturbance call in Washington County last Tuesday resulted in the arrest of Jessica Stambaugh of Greenleaf on charges of theft, possession of drug paraphernalia, interference with law enforcement, and driving while suspended. Stambaugh is being held at the Washington County Jail on $2,500 bond and also has an active warrant out of Riley County on $1,000 bond. An injury accident was reported in Washington County April 22nd. William Ford Jr. of Troy lost control. His semi rolled into the median on U.S. 36 just east of Big Bear Road. The driver was transported to the Washington County Hospital. Kansas Department of Health and Environment has issued a boil water advisory for the city of Wetmore in Nemaha County. Riley County reported the first COVID-19-related fatality Tuesday as a man in his 30s with underlying health conditions passed away at a Manhattan hospital. He had tested positive earlier this month and was likely contacted locally. Riley County has 11 active cases with 46 recoveries. As of last report Monday, Marshall and Washington counties remain free of any positive tests. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, lasagna, garlic bread, mixed green salad, and cinnamon applesauce. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, baked potato, mixed vegetables, and Watergate salad. KNDY News time is 7:15.
For the life that's well remembered, and only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
It's blooming madness in May. Stop by the open-air Blue Rapids Greenhouse store along Highway 77 in Blue Rapids and get your hands on vegetables, herbs, and six packs and flats of annuals for your gardens. Combo baskets and 10-inch hanging baskets make perking up the porch easy. The Blue Rapids Greenhouse thanks you for shopping local and can't wait to see you at the new location on Highway 77.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we still have this slow-moving low-pressure system making its way across the central and into the east-central parts of the Midwest. This is going to bring showers and thunderstorms all across the Midwest into the upper parts of the Midwest as well as we head through the day tonight, continuing into tomorrow. It does look like there is a chance for severe weather across the central parts of the plains this afternoon and into tonight. This system will continue to push off towards the east and become stationary as we head into Saturday, bringing a prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms with another system that will move through Saturday night. Otherwise, temperatures not bad, 60s and 70s across the central parts of the Midwest, warmer as we head into next week. So across the area, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs around 60. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely in the upper 50s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, we'll continue the chance of storms, upper 70s, and tomorrow night into Friday, we'll continue with showers and storms.
Average high temperature mid-May, 72, record high on this date, 88 in 1991. The average low, 48, the record low is 38 in 1997. Sunset this evening, 8:34, sunrise in the morning at 6:11. A band of showers and thunderstorms pushing east across Kansas, extending south along Highway 77 from around Hoisington down past El Dorado and then into north-central Oklahoma. That activity will likely remain to the south of our listening area yet this morning. Cloudy, overcast, 48 degrees. Winds are light, favoring the south. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 13th of May. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting. A salute to the seniors of Centralia High School from Blue Valley Telecommunications, Southeast Community College, and Galloway, Biggers, and Brenninger at Law, Marysville, and Seneca. Centralia seniors include Emily Weir, Colby Arnold, Austin Becker, Corbin Becker, Kennedy Becker, Cooper Dieter, Ransom Engelken, Reagan Haug, Campbell Haverkamp, Michael Hefner, Emma Holthouse, Courtney Herter, Turner Jones, Riley Cook, Morgan Kramer, Olivia Kuckelman, Michaela Lindsay, Selena Mara, Kira Niehaus, Alexandra Penix, Noah Quigley, Kylie Walters, Caleb Slater, and Devin Runnebaum. A salute to the seniors of Centralia High School from Blue Valley Telecommunications, Southeast Community College, and Galloway, Biggers, and Brenninger at Law, Marysville, and Seneca.
Growing optimism around the NBA, and the UFC hosts its second fight card tonight. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver huddled via conference call with the league's board of governors as they all determine a path forward. Sources familiar with the call tell ESPN owners and executives were encouraged by the progress the league has made towards minimizing health risks upon a return. and the growing desire amongst players to eventually restart the season. ESPN's Brian Windhorst.
Ultimately, it's going to land on Adam Silver's desk, and he's going to have to make the call, and it's going to be one of the biggest decisions he's made in his career, and all of the sports commissioners across all the sports are going to have to figure out where their risk tolerance is.
Major League Baseball owners presented their proposal to start their season by the 4th of July weekend to the Players Union. Indian skipper Terry Francona on SportsCenter.
I think all the parties involved are smart enough to know that we need to have baseball be a celebration of sorts rather than a PR nightmare.
This is ABC Sports. NCAA President Mark Emmert says the organization will leave decisions on start dates for fall sports up to state officials and university presidents. Emmert's remarks come as several Pac-12 football coaches are advocating for all schools to start the season at the same time. USC head coach Clay Helton is all for unity.
We're all in different scenarios, but the one thing I've been very appreciative of in the discussions has been the opportunity to start all together. And just not knowing when that start date is or what that structure is going to look like.
The Mid-American Conference already announced elimination of postseason tournaments in 8 sports, including soccer, tennis, lacrosse, and baseball. UFC President Dana White says he would like to make the fight for the lightweight unification bout happen this summer between Khabib Nurmagomedov and interim champion Justin Gaethje. The UFC hosts its second fight card tonight in Jacksonville, Florida, without fans. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Got your tax return? Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Well, Huntington Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Call us or come see us at Huntington Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. We're online at HuntingtonAuto.com, home of quality and value.
Beautify your home. Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to make your home look its best. Inline offers stamped concrete as well for a unique custom look. If you need a concrete approach for a commercial building or shed, Inline can fix you up. Call Inline Construction today at 562-5525 for all types of concrete construction.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The May World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report predicts higher corn and soybean production compared to a year ago. The corn crop projected to be a record 16 billion bushels, up from last year on increased acres and return to trend yield. At yield projection, 178.5 bushels per acre. Total corn supplies predicted 18.1 billion bushels. The season average farm price projected $3.20 a bushel. That's a 40-cent drop from a year ago, the lowest since the 06-07 marketing year. The soybean crop projected to be 4.125 billion bushels, up 568 million from a year ago. Yield expected to be 49.8 bushels per acre. Soybean supplies predicted to rise 5% from last year to 4.72 billion bushels. The season average soybean price projected $8.20 a bushel. That's down 30 cents from the previous marketing year. USDA says total wheat production will be 3% lower than a year ago, coming in 1.866 billion bushels. The all wheat yield 49.5 bushels per acre, down 2.2 bushels from a year ago. The projected season average farm price for wheat, $4.60 a bushel. That is unchanged from a year ago. Well, the European Union looking to revive trade negotiations with the U.S. to help bring the trade dispute between the two sides to an end. The EU is proposing a joint agenda that covers everything from aircraft subsidies to lobster tariffs to the shared reserves of medical supplies. The EU Trade Commissioner Phil Hogan told U.S. Trade Representative Bob Lighthizer that there is scope to reach an agreement. Now, before COVID-19, Hogan was optimistic a mini-deal could be reached with D.C. that would address President Trump's complaints about EU trade barriers facing U.S. exports, especially those agriculture exports to the EU. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. On the farm and ranch, you need a well-equipped toolbox, one that's more than a collection of wrenches, pliers, and socket sets. You also need information to stay on top of the fast-paced world of policy, innovation, and international trade. This station and AgView.net should be a valuable tool in your toolbox. Radio reports, web content, and social media keep you up to date and contribute to your decision-making. Like us on Facebook at AgView. Follow us on Twitter at AgView News. Reliable and relevant, AgView.net.
Hello and good Wednesday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, it was a big day through the livestock. We'll have that in just a moment. Through the grains, though, we did see mixed to slightly lower as the wheat complex took a hit yesterday. Chicago spring and Kansas City wheat all lower. May Kansas City wheat down 12.5 to 483.5. July and the rest of the fall and later fall months in the red as well. July down 5.75 to 469.25. Corn, however, did see a slight gain at the finishing bell. May corn up 5.25 to 323.75, with July up 3.75 to 322.25. Soybeans finished mixed, but the beans themselves were in the red. May soybeans down 3 to 849.25. July beans also down 3 to 852 a bushel. Soybean oil also down 21 points to 25.98. However, May soybean meal did finish up 230 to 288.60. Cotton complex also finishing higher, including a triple-digit gain for July. July cotton up 171 points to 58.34. October up 26 to 57.88. As mentioned, a whale of a day for the livestock as June and August live cattle up the $4.50 limit. June up the $4.50 to $97.17. August sitting right at $101.70, again up the limit. Feeder cattle saw the expanded limits yesterday. Didn't quite finish there, but still a triple-digit gain. May feeder cattle finished up $3.65 to $127.30, with August up $3.07 to $135.37. May lean hogs up $1.70 to $68.02, with June lean hogs up $1.05 to $61.32. Energy markets saw June crude oil up $1.65 to $25.78 a barrel. July back over $26 a barrel. However, unleaded gas and heating oil were both fractionally lower, and natural gas finishing down a dime to $1.72. June gold was up $8.80 to $17.06.80, and May silver up a nickel to $15.68. Sam Speck with your markets here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. I've been seeing reports from some parts of the country, Iowa especially, where corn planting is already done. There are other areas where it's just been too wet. And the same sort of circumstances apply to gardening, too. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Is it too wet to plant your garden where you are? Maybe still too chilly? Well, our gardening guru, Jim Fazell, says there is plenty else to do out there.
One of the things I like to do is a little bit of plant tending at this time of year. Things that need to be pruned, if you haven't done it already, would be your grapevines, if you're doing production grapes, raspberries to take out the old overused and dead canes. Peach trees can be trimmed at this time of year. They're starting to bud, but it's not too late to do that. One of the things I like to do is get the cages and stakes and so forth around the perennial plants. It's a lot easier to put those around them before and let them grow into them or tie them as they grow than to try to get the cages on after the plants are up and falling over. One other thing that I want to mention, it's time to set up the rabbit fence around your garden if you haven't done so. The little bunnies are already out. In fact, our next door neighbor has a nice big ceramic planter in her backyard. One of our neighborhood kids who rides his bike up and down our driveway happened to notice that the mulch on top of this planter was moving. So Jane and he went over and took a look. Lo and behold, there's a bunny nest up in this thing. And they were there for 2 weeks after we first noticed them. But this past week, lo and behold, 8 little bunnies took off and jumped around the yard after being raised in this flower pot. So they're out there. We didn't need 8 more bunnies, but if you're in a spot where you have plants that are going to be eaten by bunnies, put up the rabbit fence around your garden, particularly around the things that they like to eat on, to protect them until they're up big enough that maybe the bunnies can have some without destroying the plants. One other thing that I haven't had a chance to talk about in several weeks is things about raised beds and vertical gardens to take best advantage of some of our smaller gardens. We're not going to get to that this week, but I think next week we will talk about the most efficient use of the space that you have. And there's still time to do the planning and the preparing for that before we have to be planting. So it's an interesting time of year. It's a great time of year. There are a lot of things for people to do, especially people that are innovative. And by the way, I always get a question about people that have garden questions. Is it all right if they email you with garden questions?
Yes, they may. Steve Alexander at WGNradio.com. And I'll get the questions to Jim. Back after this.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hailstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and the thunder rumbling by, adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. Check out our great rates on wheat and spring crops and get a discount by binding early. Call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Again, showers to our south will likely remain to our south as they track east across the state, following along U.S. 77 south of Harrington, down to the south toward El Dorado, and then expanding up into north central Oklahoma. 48 this morning, could be a little warmer today, high up to 68.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The coronavirus is preventing football prospects from leaving home to visit campuses and is keeping college coaches from traveling to evaluate players across the country. North Carolina coach Mack Brown believes this could cause more 2021 prospects to stay home. The 24/7 Sports database shows more than 60% of verbally committed prospects to Power 5 schools who made their decisions on or before March 11th shows schools within 300 miles of their hometowns. More than half of the recruits who committed after that selected a college over 300 miles away. Some Pac-12 football coaches pitching an NCAA-mandated uniform to start the season. Washington coach Jimmy Lake said in a video conference with reporters that he'd prefer for all major college teams to begin 6 weeks of preparation for the season all at the same time. I'm Rick Averett with your Wednesday look at sports on the Mid-America Network.
The sniffing skills of man's best friend may be the key to preventing crop disease epidemics. That story today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you, too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, May 13th, the 134th day of the year. Musician Stevie Wonder has a birthday. Dogs and their super sensitive smellers are ideal for tracking all kinds of harmful stuff, from drugs to explosives. Now there's evidence that those cold-nosed detectives can sniff out crop disease almost before it's begun. Initial research from citrus orchards show the four-legged sleuths can identify bacteria-infested plants with 95% accuracy, sometimes months before it shows up on leaves and roots. What's more, the canines are faster, cheaper, and more accurate than hundreds of hours of lab analysis. The breakthrough in early detection may be critical in nipping epidemics in the bud. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
If I could do it all again, I'd look more in.
finding someone else to blame. If I could do it all again, I'd do a lot more praying, less cussing about the things that I can't change. Soaking up her beauty while she's